Welcome to The Brief from Verity for Friday, April 26, 2024. I'm Scott Wallace with today's top stories. Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction is overturned. The New York Court of Appeals has overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction, citing that the trial improperly allowed testimony about unrelated allegations, which could have prejudiced the jury. Advocates for the ruling argue it upholds constitutional rights to a fair trial by focusing only on pertinent charges. Critics view the decision as a setback for justice in sex crime cases, emphasizing that it overlooks the complexities of prosecuting such offenses and undermines the victim's plight. Burkina Faso's army killed 223 civilians. Human Rights Watch claims that Burkina Faso's military killed 223 civilians, including 56 children, during a counterinsurgency raid. Some condemn the military junta's alleged repeated civilian atrocities under the pretense of combating terrorism, urging accountability. Others point out the destabilization from Western interventions in the region and stress the junta's ongoing fight for national security. The U.S. secretly sends long-range missiles to Ukraine. The U.S. has covertly supplied Ukraine with long-range missile systems capable of striking targets up to 186 miles away, confirmed shortly after President Joe Biden's authorization of a $95 billion military aid package. Pro-establishment voices argue that this move is essential for disrupting Russian military operations and shifting the war's momentum in Ukraine's favor. Conversely, critics, particularly from Russia, claim that these weapons enable further attacks within Russian territory, including Crimea, potentially escalating retaliatory measures and regional instability. SCOTUS deliberates on Trump's presidential immunity claim. The U.S. Supreme Court is considering former President Donald Trump's claim of presidential immunity regarding actions taken while in office, which could terminate ongoing prosecutions if granted. Critics of Trump suggest conservative justices might delay legal proceedings to favor the former president. Trump supporters, meanwhile, argue the immunity is crucial for presidential effectiveness. Giuliani and Meadows are among those indicted in an Arizona election interference case. Giuliani and Meadows are among those indicted in the Arizona election interference case. Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows are among 18 people indicted in Arizona for allegedly trying to overturn President Joe Biden's 2020 election victory. The charges focus on a fake elector scheme, also involving former state GOP Chair Kelly Ward and State Senator Anthony Kern. Trump critics view the indictments as a critical step against election interference. Trump supporters claim the charges are politically motivated attacks against Trump and his allies. Ariel Henry resigns as Prime Minister of Haiti. Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry resigned amidst political turmoil, acknowledging his administration's challenges during severe national crises. A council with diverse representation will operate under the guidance of interim President Michael Patrick Boisvert. The pro-establishment side views the newly formed council as a vital step towards stabilizing Haiti and reducing gang influence. Establishment critics, meanwhile, denounce the transition as another cycle of ineffective foreign-imposed governance, arguing that such interventions have historically led to instability and failed to empower the Haitian people genuinely. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez considers resignation amid a corruption inquiry. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is contemplating resignation due to a corruption probe involving his wife, Bionia Gomez, with a decision expected soon. If Sanchez steps down, it could lead to a caretaker government and possibly early elections. While those on the left dismiss the allegations as unfounded political attacks, the right view the probe as evidence of broader corruption in Sanchez's administration. Meta stock plunges amid an AI spending plan. Meta stock fell nearly 19%, erasing about $200 billion in market value after it increased its 2024 expenditure forecast to $35 to $40 billion for AI and metaverse projects, up from the earlier $30 to $37 billion. Supporters see the drop as a typical investment risk, optimistic about Meta's long-term growth. Critics worry that the substantial spending on uncertain AI ventures might strain financial stability and concern shareholders. Fauci to testify before Congress on COVID response. Former NIAID head Anthony Fauci is set to testify before the House Select Subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic on June 3rd, marking his first public congressional testimony since retiring. He will face questions from vocal critics, including Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Ronny Jackson. Critics accuse Fauci of imposing harmful COVID policies and stifling alternative medical opinions during the pandemic. Supporters hail him as a pivotal figure in America, emphasizing his contributions to vaccine research and data collection during critical times. 82 million people experienced acute hunger in 2023. According to the UN Global Report on Food Crises, acute hunger impacted 282 million people across 59 countries in 2023, marking a sixth consecutive year of increase due to conflict, extreme weather, and economic shocks. The situation is particularly dire in Gaza and Sudan. Some argue that conflicts and climate change are key drivers of famine, urging a shift of resources from military spending to humanitarian aid to address food insecurity. Others contend that while global food production is adequate, political and economic barriers hinder distribution and affordability, emphasizing the need for greater resolve in tackling the root causes of starvation. And that was the brief for Friday, April 26, 2024. For more on these and other stories, check out our website, verity.news. I'm Scott Wallace. Join me tomorrow on The Brief.